The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to California Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities throughout the state of California. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of this great state and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed entrepreneurs, along with business and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr., and welcome to California Business Connections. As a former chamber president and now the new Inclusivity Project Coordinator, I'm focused on helping all small businesses, especially Black and minority businesses. I help them start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. If you're interested in getting help for your business, contact the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce and ask for me, Carl Davis Jr. Whether it's capital, the vital money you need for your business, or technical assistance that's help on operating or growing your business, send me an email with the subject line, radio show, to Carl Davis Jr. at Comcast.net. That's CarlDavisJr at Comcast.net. My guests today are not only two of the sharpest individuals here in Silicon Valley. When I interview the rock stars of Silicon Valley, I always bring them along, Mr. Sam Washington and James Steiner. Sam is the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. And Mr. James Steiner, he's the program manager and development team member for the Silicon Valley Black Chamber. How are both of you guys doing today?
Oh, awesome. Terrible.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Well, today is a very, very important interview because today I think is going to be the first unveiling of your new project or campaign, the Better Business Initiative campaign. So, Sam, before we dive into that, Sam, can you just briefly, just very shortly, tell us a little bit about who you are, Mr. Sam Washington?
Oh, my goodness. That's a crazy question. Let's see. Who is Sam Washington? Okay, so people know me as different things. I'm a counselor and a therapist and social work advocate and a family support guy for folks who have counseling and therapy and health issues along that line, security issues in the sense of their welfare and their education and their careers. So I help with that. In addition to that, I'm also the Secure Solutions Lifecycle Development Advisor, principal for Hewlett Packard. Mm. So I review their software, hardware, systems, cloud, networks, devices, those kinds of things. And I work with teams in securing those devices across the company, those solutions across the company, internal and external, in support of making sure that we are risk-averse and risk-protected in that sense. In addition, on some days, you'll find that I am president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. Silicon Valley Center for entrepreneurial development. Try saying that five times fast. Mm-hmm. But having said that, my focus today is working with James and Carl in making sure that you all know we have a new program rolling out, and it's called the Better Business Initiative Campaign. So we can talk about that when you're ready, Carl.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I'm excited about it. And this guy you have with you, Mr. James Steiner, he's been a personal friend of mine. Yeah, he's been a personal friend of mine in a lot of endeavors we've done to help all businesses. And many times, we met at a men's conference because he was a faith-based producer of a huge event. But now he's taken all those talents and he's been, you know, coming alongside of Sam as his program manager. And James, you know, I know it's a lot to say, but, you know, tell the folks, you know, who you are, Mr. James Steiner, and why you're involved in this.
I carry Sam's briefcase to the meetings. But, you know, for over 38 years, I've owned a business development company, international, both here domestic and North America, as well as the 27 European countries. So I'm just passionate about business development, creating measurable and accountable programs and strategies. And needless to say, Sam has kept me busy. So Daniel, based on his vision, his objectives, and unbelievable skills, when it comes to really understanding, getting to the bone marrow of what our small minority business owners need and want, and then that link to strategic corporate sponsors, right? The Hewlett Packards, the you know, VMware, you know, I mean, you know, he just has a canny approach on how we communicate and ask, receive, and then just share. But when it's appropriate, we'll talk about some of these campaigns and programs, these tools, these resources that has come out of Sam's mind and his heart, knowing
and from James, a strategist. I mean, come on, man.
You guys work as a real tight team. I know that person because I know you guys, and I know people have heard of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, and I want people to know right now who know about you, who don't know about you and are looking to sponsor and a partner with you. Sam, can you give them, and or James, either one, you know, information on how they can reach you? Because I know I've always said blackchamber.com. That just rolls off my tongue. But is there any other way they can reach you via phone or anything else? How would you like for people to reach you?
Sure. If they just went to blackchamber.com, and scroll to the bottom, you know, of our homepage, there's our info email and there's our call number. And we'll get right back to them.
Okay, wonderful.
Most definitely.
And Sam, you know, James mentioned you with sponsorship and you working at HP. Tell me, Sam, how are you going to, or do you feel, what type of sponsors would be your sponsors or partners for the Better Business Initiative campaign?
So I'll tell you something, Carl. It's an interesting thing. We are really looking to develop partners. And I'll say this. Everyone knows that the U.S. Supreme Court this past week essentially said about, you know, declaring the death knell of affirmative action programs and starting in universities and colleges, but it's going to make its way around to businesses and things like that as well, in terms of, you know, enforced affirmative action. Some people call them quotas and those kinds of things, but we're going to drive that another direction. The Black Chamber of Commerce here in Silicon Valley is taking on the view that we want to be partners. I mean, it's great if you have a company and you want to sponsor a program that truly does drive minority businesses and the partnerships with minority businesses from a banking standpoint, partnership standpoint in terms of contracts and proposals and, you know, business partnerships. We would love that. We want to be not just a recipient of that, but we want to be a partner in terms of engaging, you know, companies, you know, enterprises with minority, Black, Hispanic, Asian, even small white businesses. Our goal is to drive small business into relationships that build business. And that's whatever your situation is, whatever your company situation is, your view is, some companies really are cash heavy and program poor. We are proposing a string of platforms and growth plans and schedules for businesses for us to work together to achieve economic goals. That's our platform.
Man, I love it. I love it. Now, James, I'm gonna give you a chance so you and Sam can talk about this, because when I first looked at the Better Business Initiative campaign and I saw DEI, I knew what that stood in other organizations and how that acronym has been used. But you guys use it a little differently. You say diversity, engagement, and inclusion. Sam and James, both of you guys, talk a little bit about that.
Samuel, well, go ahead and kick that off, because this is
thanks, sir.
This is from Samuel's mind and his heart to the
community. Oh, we worked on this together. I mean, all of us, we worked on this together. Right? There is this, and as I talked about, just driving, promoting small businesses and business engagement, everyone knows that there is this kind of social construction of DEI, and that's diversity, equity, and inclusion. Well, equity to me is an odd word for people in business. Equity is the argument that someone else should own, either by nature or by osmosis or by law, a part of your business. I don't believe in that. In flat plain terms, I'm a capitalist, and I believe capitalism works, and it certainly worked in America. And what does that mean? That means that what you make and what you build and what you design and what you construct is yours, and that's whether you're a small business or a big business. The lives and the people you help, the operation you help, they're yours, in that sense, in terms of working and making, driving an enterprise, driving a program. That's where we use the term engagement rather than equity, because the goal isn't for me to own what's yours. The goal shouldn't be for someone else to own what you've built, or even own a piece of it. But it should be to maybe partner with you as a consultant, as an advisor, as an employee, and maybe even eventually as a partner. But that shouldn't be something that you start off telling people, that someone else owns something that you built from scratch with your own hands or with your own technology, with your own mind. So from the chamber, our program argues, promotes, and supports diversity, engagement, and inclusion. And that means that our goal is to help bring people together, bring businesses together, bring businesses and employees and consultants together in exactly that sense, so that everybody participates, and that based on merit, based on delivery, based on sharing, stuff happens. And people can then earn their right and their role in the business enterprise, in the government enterprise, whatever it is, that we all earn that by delivering something that others need.
Man, that's I love it.
That's good. What?
I'm going to say this, Sam.
That is great.
I'm going to save what I want to ask for James for the second half. We're almost out of time on the first half. Yes. But I love what you're saying, Sam, as far as us providing what we can for all small businesses, which is the Black Chamber is known for that. It has more businesses in there than our Black business. And you're part of the ecosystem of support and assistance that we all want to do to help all small businesses. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in the second half and the 2023 Inclusivity. Got to get that out myself. Inclusivity Projects Capital Summit.
Yes.
That's going to happen July 14th at the Martin Luther King Jr. Library, San Jose, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll talk more about it. Let's just leave it right there. Let's take a break right now. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to California Business Connections.
If you're serious about your business, we're serious about helping you. Connect with funders and partners at our upcoming Inclusivity Projects Capital Summit, Friday, July the 14th, at the Martin Luther King Library in San Jose. The Inclusivity Project connects Black business owners to the resources they need to be successful for free. That's right, for free. Businesses looking for cash to expand, businesses looking for cash for any reason, we have funders for you. Whether you're a startup or been in business for 20 years, come and meet the funders who can help you take your business to the next level. If you're serious about your business, we're serious about helping you. Search Inclusivity Projects Capital Summit, Friday, July the 14th at the Martin Luther King Library in San Jose. You're serious? We're serious.
Now, back to California Business Connections with Curl Davis Jr. Brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back. I'm Curl Davis Jr. and you're listening to California Business Connections. Man, we were talking during the break and James Steiner mentioned something to me that I want him to share with you, the listeners. We were talking about the Better Business Initiative campaign. And James, tell me your thoughts about that.
Yeah, I think the main objective and the thing that we're really excited about is helping corporate America, right? And, you know, we're talking that 50 million, 100 million and plus, you know, what some of the largest companies within Northern California, without California and throughout the country, is the BPI initiatives to come alongside those large companies and provide services, support, to help them to not only to achieve their DEI and SEG initiatives, but to work with their team members and also proliferate their successes, as well as proliferate opportunities for improvement. I just love Sam's attitude and his heart on coming alongside these firms. And in our communication package, which we'll have up on the website within the next 24 hours, we really have this six-step process where we come alongside these corporations and we do a discovery. And then we help develop a goals and plans and a roadmap. And then we document. And then we deploy. And we measure so that we know on a weekly basis, on track, off track, us bring in value, measurable and accountable results to our strategic corporate partners. And then we provide our leaders, our VPs, directors, or chief officers in these areas, the proper reports and the data on how the needle is being moved. And again, we have all kinds of different packages and on-ramps, if you will, Carl, when it comes to the financial investments and time and who exactly we will be working with. So the BPI, we're really excited about that. And imagine, you know, there's all kinds of campaigns happening, right, in our African-American community, like Buy Black. You know, a lot of corporations that Samuel has communicated with and engaged with, you know, they're saying, hey, where are those Black businesses? Because we would engage. We would like to interview. We would like to have them participate. But how do we proliferate that information? And that's something we're developing as we speak. You know, the over 5,000 Black businesses in the state of California. And again, we're talking everything from the boardroom, you know, to the curb. You know, whatever those corporations need, you know, there is a Black business owner that is experienced, professional, and ready to engage.
And we
want to be part of that solution.
I love that. Sam, as James was saying, that was your vision to do that. Sam, you know, what made you think of, you know, providing that? And you have this other program about the business, what, accelerator program?
Yes, very much so. I have to say, as I say all the time, but we've been partners in this, just talking through not just having the chamber be a donation center for our partners and our sponsors and those kinds of things, but actually be a working solution provider with regard to business development, business improvement, and not just for the small business, but for our partners who work with us, so that we engage with them in areas that we know the government is monitoring its contractors and subcontractors and partners for their activities relative to, again, diversity, engagement, and inclusion, as well as in ESG. And that's environmental, environmental social governance. And what does that mean? So what that meant basically, in fact, that's the way the world presents it. That's what's commonly presented to companies is environmental social governance. But it's really sustainable governance, if you will. And that's ESG. That's environmental sustainable governance, where companies are actually actively involved in supporting efforts that improve the environment, that improve, you know, that improve waste management, that improve, you know, garbage removal and conversion and those kinds of things in environmental, you know, in environmental situations. Companies produce a lot of waste, and they produce, you know, garbage and use a lot of energy and all of those kinds of things. The ESG concept was meant to, was meant to resolve and address that, you know, and meant to use governments to use all of those things that we are, that are throwaway, in different ways, in terms of actually rebuilding, sustaining, and supporting not just the physical and geological environment, the ecological environment, but also in the lives of people. So there is a scoring system that we have helped develop, that we've partnered with the firm to develop, that helps companies, again, as James describes, develop a pattern, develop a process and a way of monitoring and tracking how we're doing in terms of reducing waste management, reducing paper usage, improving community environments in which businesses operate in measurable terms. That's the goal of the Better Business Initiative campaign. So we're rolling that out to companies as to become more of a partner as a service, and not just, hey, can you give us some money and we're going to do some things. No, we're not. We want to work with businesses, of all sizes, preferably larger businesses, to help improve their public position and their public presentation as to what they're doing to, change the community and possibly change the world.
Well, I love what you're saying, Sam, but you did say about, people wanting to give money. Speaking of donations, the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce has its own foundation called the Silicon Valley Center for Entrepreneurial Development.
Yes, sir.
Somebody wanted to donate money to a 501c3. That would be the organization. And I know for a fact that organization has sponsored a lot of youth activities to create these minds to be an entrepreneur. So you got to invest
in business training programs
and in community. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that, Sam, about the Silicon Valley Center for Entrepreneurial Development.
So at the center, we are conducting training programs. And in fact, James is one of our instructors and trainers and consultants as part of that. And that is helping businesses structure to do business, helping them understand what they need to do to get financing, helping them understand how to put together a functioning organization. There's a lot of small businesses and somebody's wearing one hat. Somebody's wearing all the hats. Well, that doesn't have to be that.
Hey, Sam, I want to chime in too, because I saw James. I was actually at an event that I emceed, and he did an assessment of businesses. I think that was one of the best.
Yeah, the healthier business. And by the way, Carl, I'm doing that seminar again on July the 11th for the Black Chamber.
Perfect. So how can people find out information? Where do they go to find out this information?
There's a mass email that the chamber has sent out. I'll also check with Ms. Owens to see if there's registration on the main webpage.
And we'll also see it on the
BlackChamber.com. BlackChamber.com.
Yeah, but you'll also see it on the Silicon Valley Center for Entrepreneurial Development calendar on the website. It'll be there as well. And you can always call and reach out to us, and we can direct persons who are interested. You can certainly reach out to me or James, james@blackchamber.com. It really is that simple.
Yep.
james@blackchamber.com or president@blackchamber.com. We're easy to reach, and we will be glad to meet with you and share with you and offer some of our programs. And not just training you how to do business, but as you said earlier, Carl, training people how to both, how to maintain their businesses and even exit the business.
Yeah,
a lot of Black businesses fail because of the lack of training on legacy building, the lack of training on succession planning. And that's a really major hole in a lot of minority businesses, is to plan for your successor, plan for the business to move forward. We hand these things over to friends and neighbors and family who are unqualified, unprepared to take over in our absence. That's a planning process. That's what
Sam, I'm glad you. Sam, I'm glad you're bringing it up. We got about 2 minutes left.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of the things that I'm excited about is the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce is a partner in our upcoming Inclusivity Projects 2023 Capital Summit.
Yes.
I got to pump that up because this is something that's happening. July 11th is the event that James is talking about, that you need to go to the Black Chamber and find out what's happening so you can get your assessment.
We're an excellent partner. We look forward to it.
I want to tell them what it's about real quick, because this Capital Summit is about connecting Black businesses or those who are thinking about going into business into connecting them to funders. Now, getting funded is huge. We all know about there's access to education. That's the business wisdom on how to run your business. But there's access to capital, which every business needs. And when you need capital, it's almost like a loan. You know, when you need to borrow money, nobody's going to give it to you. You need to design this, plan this, and up front. And then the last one's going to be access to contracts, access to clients and customers. So we're going to be doing that in August and September. Man, guys, I'm going to just have to invite you guys back on again because we're almost out of time again. I want people to see what the Black Chamber is doing. So go to blackchamber.com. You can call 408-288-8806, but go to blackchamber.com and see all that the Silicon Valley Black Chamber is doing. And then you can go to another website, theinclusivityproject.com. That's a crazy name. The INCLUSIVITY.com. Theinclusivityproject.com. We're out of time right now. But if you want to see this or you want to hear this program again, you can go to blackchamber.com, click on communications and podcast. So until we meet again, whether it's education, health, even politics and sports, it's all about business. Stay safe and stay connected. You're listening to California Business Connections.
You've been listening to California Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. For more information about today's show, go to blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email Carl at carldavisjr@comcast.net. That's carldavisjr@comcast.net. Keeping you connected. California Business Connections.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.